Come on, express yourself to the Lord who gave you life and that more abundant. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift your voices in this place right now for just a few more moments. Come on, give thanks unto the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for touching, for blessing, healing, restoring, renewing, reviving, repairing my broken soul. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody speak into this atmosphere. He will do it again. Come on, just speak it into this atmosphere. There's power in your word. Come on, he will do it again. Come on, just speak it into this atmosphere. He will do it for you. He will do it for you. He'll do it again and again and again. Jesus Christ the same today as he was yesterday. Hallelujah. Our God has all power. He's filled with love. He has moved with compassion upon you and I in this service today. God has an agenda. God has a desire. God has something in this service that he wants to accomplish. I wonder if there's anybody beside me that's going to just let yourself receive from God. Let God do in you what he has come to do. Come on, I concur not with flesh and blood. This is a work of the Holy Ghost. This is a work of the Spirit. That's Jesus that you feel. That's Jesus that you feel. He is here in spirit. He is here in truth. He is here in power. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, let's come into agreement with the word of the Lord. Let's come into agreement with the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord says, by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of the Lord says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has all power in heaven and in earth. I want God's power to be loosed in this congregation. Come on, if you are an intercessor, if you are an intercessor, I want you to engage right now. Come on, engage in the Holy Ghost and let the Holy Ghost pray through you and give you, amen, what you need to speak. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Christ, the Anointed One, is in this place. Yokes are going to be destroyed. People are going to be set free. Bondages, chains are going to be broken. And somebody's going to be loosed and liberated by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. I speak it into this atmosphere. You come in broken, but you're leaving free. You coming in feeling low, but you're going to go out leaving high. Hallelujah. High because you've been lifted. Shackles have fallen off of you in this service. Oh, praise the name of God. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the sacrifice. Thank God for every stripe that was upon the back of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the crown of thorns that were placed upon his brow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for the shed blood. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us. Hallelujah, thank you for coming into this service and bringing help. Oh, praise be to the name of the Lord. Help is here. It's not on the way. It's already here. You can reach out and get a hold of it and let it get a hold of you. Come on, Jesus is in this place. Jesus is in this place. The great physician, the way maker, the one who can make all things new in your life, the one that can restore your soul, the one that can pick you up from your brokenness and set you upon a solid foundation. Hallelujah to the name of our God. He is in this place. Somebody can touch him. You can touch him. You can touch him with your praise. You can touch him with your prayer. You can touch him with your worship. You can touch him with your testimony. You can touch him by saying, thank you, Father. Anybody been lifted out of the miry clay? Come on, anybody been brought out of a miry pit? Anybody been delivered? Anybody ever been set free? Hallelujah, and you're a free man. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank God for every testimony and the remembrance of those testimonies. Ooh, Jesus. Brother Luma, what you were feeling earlier today was simply what God was birthing. Amen. God was trying to begin something in us through you. And I believe that the scripture is true, that he is the beginning and the ending. God's going to begin something in your life in this service. Amen. And he could finish it if you let him. I said he could finish it if you let him. Hallelujah. He's already made up his mind. I've come to heal somebody. I've come to deliver somebody. Who will let me work? Who will let me speak? Who will let me heal them? Who will give me their brokenness and their pain? Come on, take the chains. Take the chains. Unloose him. Hallelujah. We need to let Jesus go and let him do in this service what he has come to do. Come on, take the chains off the Holy Ghost. Don't bind him. Don't limit him. Don't hinder him. Don't grieve him. But just let him loose in this service. Woo, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm trying to speak the word of truth to you because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. You need to believe the report of God. You need to believe what God has said and what God has decreed and what God has ordained. And he has ordained that you live and not die. He has ordained that you restored, that you have health, that you are clothed and in your right mind. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody just needs to break loose. Break out of that mold. Hallelujah. Break out of that mold. Run, dance, and shout, and rejoice in the Lord. I dare somebody just to step out from where you are and rejoice beyond your normal routine. Hallelujah. I'm challenging you to step out for just a moment and rejoice. Hallelujah. And thank the Lord for what he's done and for what he's going to do. The Jericho walls are coming down. I declare victory in this house for you and for your house. Come on, who's going to believe the report of the Lord? That's all I've come to do is declare unto you the report of God. I've come to read his report. I've come to tell you what his report is. And his report said, I'm healed. Hallelujah. It's time to come into agreement with the report of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift your praise to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray the Holy Ghost would fill this upper room and that cloven tongues of fire would sit upon each of you. I pray everybody in this house is filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray everybody in the house would hear the word of the Lord. You would receive what God has come to give today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The book of Jude tells us praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's time, it's time, it's time. That's right. That's right. Come on, forget about flesh. Come on, forget about flesh and blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, tune in to the word of the Lord. Tune in to what God is wanting to do in your life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, there's power to free you. There's power to free you. Some of you have addictions. God is ready to set you free. God is ready to set you free. Hallelujah. Some of you are bound by habitual behavior. Amen. Amen. And you're unstable. God wants to help you today. God wants to meet your need today. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. There's a Holy Ghost utterance in this place. Amen. Come on, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. You're not just overcomers by your testimony, but by the word of your testimony. By the word of your testimony. There's got to be an utterance of your testimony. Come on, you've got to declare not just what God has done, but what God is going to do according to his will. Amen. You can just stay right there. I don't have a sermon. I just have a report to read to you. God gave me a very simple assignment today. I'm not going to be very long. I'm not going to please your flesh. But I'm going to please the Lord today, and I'm going to obey his voice. In Mark chapter number 6, verse 56, and whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets. They laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. They were brought into the streets, and those people that were in the streets didn't say, come on by here, Jesus, and bless me. Come on by here, Jesus, and touch me. But the Bible says the sick people sought to touch him. Amen. They realized that if I can touch him, I will be healed. If I can touch, even if it's just the border, even if it's just the hem of his garment, I will be whole. I will be healed. I will be restored. My mind will be cleared. My insomnia will be healed. My blood pressure will be healed. My diabetes will be healed. Glaucoma will be healed if I can just touch Jesus. And the Bible says, and as many as touched him were made whole. Somebody open your mouth and speak the word whole. I said whole. That means complete, fully furnished. The work is not just partial, it's complete. God did not come to do a partial work today, but God has come to do a complete work in your mind and in your soul and in your body. God has come to finish something in your life if you will let him, if you will touch him. He is able and willing and ready to do it. In Mark chapter number 10, verses 46 through 52, you can just do whatever you feel like doing. Kneel, lay down, fall over, whatever, talk in tongues. I'm only going to be a few minutes. In fact, I'm almost done. Like I said, the Lord gave me a very easy assignment today. Very easy. Don't take a rocket scientist to do what I'm doing. It just takes faith and dependency upon God. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, if you had your way today, amidst all of the trouble and the pain and the sickness and the difficulty and the disease that will be in that service, Jesus, if you were there yourself, what would you do? And he spoke to me immediately. He said, I would heal them all. Without hesitation, without reservation, Jesus said, I will heal them all. I will save them all. I will deliver them all. Telling you, he's the same. He's the same. Your perception may be skewed, but he is the same. Lazarus, come forth. Come out and live. Mark chapter number 10 tells us a story. There was a commotion. People are celebrating. People are just bumping and crowding Jesus. And all of a sudden, the Bible says there was a man named Bartimaeus. This was a blind man sitting on the side of the road, and he was a beggar. He was blind and he was poor. But when he heard that it was Jesus, the Bible says that man Bartimaeus spoke up. Amen. He was used to begging, but now he saw that his day had come. He had heard the testimony of another that God had healed them, that God had raised them up, that God had gave them back their sight. Hallelujah, that the lepers were cleansed. And when Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus, it didn't matter who was around. It didn't matter if it interrupted the service or the parade. Bartimaeus said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And they got around him and they said, "Hey, hush, he's busy. Can't you see he's going somewhere? Can't you see he's focused?" But that didn't stop Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus cried out the more. And he said, "Jesus, hallelujah, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And the Bible said Jesus stood still. You know, we're always wanting a move of God. I just want to get him to be still so that he can hear me, so that he can help me. Hallelujah. It's not whether or not we have a move of God. We need to have a move of the church. We need to learn to move in faith and move in the miraculous and let Jesus stand still and do what he can do. Oh, clap your hands, everybody. Come on, rejoice, everybody. Come on and thank the Lord. If he's healed you, I want you to just stand to your feet and praise him. If he filled you with the Holy Ghost, if you can stand to your feet and praise him. If you felt his presence at any time in this service or in your life, I want you to praise him. Amen. When Brother Luma was up here praying, amen, it took me back. I felt like I was in Capernaum. I felt like I was in Jerusalem. I could just imagine myself in the company of thousands of people, and they're crying out, "Jesus, don't forget me. You know I'm in pain. You know I'm hurting." And they began to cry, "Jesus." And when Bartimaeus cried out the more, the Bible says, Jesus stood still. Watch out. Watch out when you get his attention. I think somebody here has got his attention today. I wonder, was it you? Was it you? Or was it a whole bunch of us? I believe that we have got the attention of God, and God is ready to help you. He is ready to heal you. He is ready to restore you. And Jesus said, "Bring him here." Because the man, he was blind. He'd probably fall over a rock or a stone. And they brought this man to Jesus. And Jesus said to Bartimaeus, you see, Jesus already knew what was wrong. He already knew his problem. It was obvious. But he asked the man with a need, "What do you need me to do?" And Bartimaeus said, "That I might receive my sight." You see, he confessed his need before the Lord. Well, the Lord knows all about it. Yep. And he's waiting on you to give it to him. Because he can't fix it unless you let it go. He can't heal it until you let it go. He can't take your burden unless you give it to him. "That I might receive my sight." And the Bible says Jesus spoke these words to a blind man. Never said he touched him. He said, he spoke. Ooh, glory. There's power when you speak truth. There's power when you speak the will of God, the word of God. And he spoke to Bartimaeus and he says, "Go thy way." I'm reading. "Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Whole. He didn't just see a little bit. He had perfect vision. Perfect vision. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise God. Can you see God doing that for you? Can you see God doing that for someone in your family? Can you see God fixing your situation? Can you see Him helping you in this service? Can you see it? Come on. Hallelujah. Now faith is. It's the evidence of things not seen. We can't see it with our eyes, but flesh or faith says it's there. It's there. The blind man couldn't see Jesus, but he was convinced that it was Him. And when he was convinced that it was Him, he was convinced that He would do it. My, 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 my. Somebody give me some organ up here. Brother Lamar, come on. I'm getting ready to close, and Jesus is getting ready to heal. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I don't care if you know who I am or not. It's going to happen. God done put a word in my spirit, and it's going to happen. You're going to be helped. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. That's the will of God. It's the will of God. Y'all okay? Over there? Man, I feel, I don't even feel. I don't even feel flesh. I don't feel limited. I don't feel inhibited. I just feel that there's a peace in this place. You're in a storm, but the peacemaker is on board. Huh? The waves are billowing. The wind's blowing. Hallelujah. Your boat has taken on a lot of stuff, but Jesus is on board. Don't you worry. And immediately, he received his sight. God's power is looking for man's faith. And when God's power finds man's faith, there will be miracles. There will be deliverances. There will be healing. There will be victory when God's power finds your faith. It will happen. It will happen. And Luke chapter number 6, verses 6 through 10. The Lord there is teaching a Bible study. And he's declaring the word of the Lord on a Sabbath. Amen. Jesus is just being himself all the time. And Jesus Christ interrupted his own Bible study. He was so unorthodox. That's why the Jewish priests and so forth and the Sanhedrin, they didn't like him because he was so unorthodox. He just saw a need and he saw faith and he saw people that needed him. And he was just like, can I help you? Can I help you today? Is there anything that I can do for you? Because if you'll let me, I'll come in. I'll help you. And so he interrupted his own Bible study. And he seen a man there that had a withered hand. It was all drawn up. And the Bible says it was his right hand. It was his work hand. It was his strong hand. But it was withered. It was weak. It was dried up. Amen. He wasn't able to use his right hand like everybody else was using their right hand to hammer things. Amen. Or to write letters. He was all crippled and withered. And the Bible said Jesus spoke this word. He looked at that man and he said, stand forth, rise and stand forth. And the man got up and he stood forth. And then Jesus said, huh? You see, Jesus got him to move first. See, that's all Jesus wants. It's just to get you to move. It's not about the move of God. It's about you moving. Huh? It's about you moving. We just sit back waiting. And God's like, what are they waiting on? I'm here. What you waiting on? He said, I'm here. And if you knew he was here, you would draw nigh to him and he would draw nigh to you. And when you meet, there's going to be a blessing. I'm in the Holy Ghost right now. He told that man, rise and stand forth in the midst. And the boy got up and he stood forth. And then he said, stretch forth thy hand.
give me your problem. Give me what you cannot fix. Give me that part of you that's not working right. Give me your weakness. Give me your crippled limb. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. And that man stretched forth. He didn't know what was going to happen. He was just obedient. We're waiting to feel something. Jesus is saying, if you just learn to obey me, you'll get what I've ordained for your life to receive. If we can just learn to obey the voice of the Lord through the man. Oh, no, no, no. He's from Georgia. He uneducated. He eat greens and pork chops. He got a GED. You see, that's why you can't get what you need to get, because you look at flesh. And you're limiting God that is in the flesh. Oh, come on, play a little bit of organ there, brother. I'm telling you, we're not just having church, we're having Jesus. And Jesus is having some church. Oh, praise the name of the Lord God. Brother Trahan, you here? Praise the name of God. Praise the name of God. I said, praise the name of God. And when this man obeyed the voice of Jesus, when he began to stretch forth his hand that was withered, but the Bible says was restored whole. I'm telling you, if you will learn to obey the man of God, when the man of God is operating in the anointing, and by the anointing, the unction of the Holy Ghost speaks a word to you, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophecy, whatever. If you will learn to obey that and not question it, you'll get your miracle. Come on, grab somebody by the hand that will let you and tell them, are you ready for your miracle? Are you ready for your blessing? Come on, look at them and tell them, are you ready? Because God's ready. God's ready to be turned loose. Woo! It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I want all the believers to rejoice. It's going to happen, brother. It's going to happen. 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 Oh, praise God. Somebody's going to be helped. Woo! And Luke 6 and 19, and the whole multitude, the entire crowd sought to touch him, for there went out virtue. Whenever they touched him, they knew they touched him, because virtue came out. That's how you know. I said, that's how you know you touched him, because virtue leaves him and it helps you. Some of you in this service are going to touch the Lord, and you're going to know it. You're going to know it. Because virtue is going to be released from the heavenly realm into the earthly realm. It's going to happen. You hear me? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Pastor, it's going to happen. In el nombre de Jesús. It's going to happen. Virtue was released. Power was released. Strength was released. And as it was then, so shall it be now. I said, as it was then, so shall it be now. I'm prophesying to you. You're going to get up and you're going to stretch forth and God's going to restore you. I'm speaking the will of God. And I close with this last story. Are you feeling it? Woo. I said, are you feeling it? If they can go crazy at a rock concert and a reggae concert and a hip-hop show, then why can't we go crazy over the one that created us and formed us in his image? The King of Glory is in this house. How did you feel when you came out of prison? How did you feel when you realized I'm no longer in darkness, but I'm in the light? John 5, verses 1 through 9. And there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool. Everybody say a pool. There was water in the pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. Amen. Bethesda means house of mercy. It also means flowing water. How many knows today that the river of life is flowing? That you are now in the house of mercy. That Jesus Christ is the living water. He's not a stagnant pond. Hallelujah. But he's living water. In these porches lay a great multitude of impotent folk. I want our platform ministers to come on up here. Amen. You're about ready to pray the prayer of faith. Come on up here. I'm telling you, God's fixing to help a lot of people in just a little bit of time. Amen. What the doctors could not find, Jesus has already found it. And Jesus is about to heal it. Jesus is about to remove your cancer. Jesus is about to take care of your situation. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. There was a great multitude of impotent folk. Among those, they were blind, they were halt, they were withered, and they were there waiting for the moving of the water. Amen. Evidently, they believed in the supernatural. They believed in the supernatural, not the extraterrestrial, but the supernatural. Do you believe in the supernatural? Do you believe that God can do it? Do you believe that God can deliver you? Do you believe that God can make you free? I hope so, because we're going to find out, and he's going to find out. He's going to find out if we believe him or not. Praise God. They were waiting for the moving of the water. For the angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Evidently, there was some kind of movement or commotion or agitation. Maybe it started bubbling like a whirlpool or something. Huh? He went down, and apparently, angels really are involved in healing. Huh? Am I in the Bible? I said, apparently, angels are involved in healing. I don't know if you realize or not, but they're here. They're here. I asked the Lord to send a multitude. I told the Lord, I asked him, I said, Lord, I need you to send more than one today. I need you to send an array of angels that will bring healing. I'm talking about mental healing, physical healing, spiritual healing, healing in your soul. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Brother Adrian, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. The devil's holding a lie over your head, and he's constantly reminding you and telling you it'll never be the same. It'll never be fixed. This is something from generation to generation. It's genetics. But I'm telling you, that curse is going to be broken today, and the blessing of God is going to come into your life, and you're going to have a new generation. You feeling it? The angel went down and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole, means restored back to their original state. Complete. Health, it means sound, complete, entire, full, total, having all proper components, without infirmity, illness, disease, disorder, dysfunction, free of wound, injury, defect, undivided. What's the opposite of whole? Partial, incomplete, unfinished, imperfect, and limited. I'm telling you, God's about to do something in your life, and he's going to finish it. It's going to be a complete work. Don't you doubt it. It's going to be a complete work. Hallelujah. And whoever stepped in first was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Has a doctor told you you got a disease? Just wave your hand. Come on. Come on, Bartimaeus. Come on, stretch it forth. Come on, stretch it forth. Hello? Now, you don't have to tell me what it is. Doctor told me, son, you got Crohn's disease, and you're going to have to take this medication for the rest of your life. I said, let me go speak to my physician. And when I spoke to my physician said, I can take care of it in just one visit. I said, just one visit. This might be your first service, but that's all it takes. It don't take God long to do what he wants to do. Somebody about to go crazy. And a certain man was there. There was a lot of sick people there, blind, halt, withered, impotent folk. But there was this certain man that was there. Oh, this is good. And this man had an infirmity for 38 years. Look at somebody say, 38 years. That's older than you. Now I'm almost 40. That's a long time. That's a long time to be sick. If I was sick 38 years, I'd probably be suicidal. Shoot me. I'm tired. And obviously he was broke. And obviously he didn't have no friends. And when Jesus saw him lie, and Jesus knew that he had been now a long time in that case. You see, Jesus knows all about it. He knows all about it. He had been there a long time. But Jesus said to him, and this is the word that Jesus put in my spirit. This has been marinating for days. And I believe he put it in my spirit because he plans to do something about it. Are you ready? Are you ready? You don't have to feel nothing. You just have to step out in faith in accordance to the word of God. Because the word of God declares and reveals the will of God. If you doubt the will of God, then you probably won't receive what he plans for your life or what he has planned for your life. Let me get beyond this meddling here. I'm just trying to help you. My job is to help you, not heal you. I'm going to help you, and Jesus is going to heal you. My job is to help you, and Jesus is going to fill you. You're going to receive the Holy Ghost. You're going to be cured. And he said to this man, wilt thou be made whole? Not better. Not better. But he says, wilt thou be made whole? In our vernacular, he was saying, do you want to be completely well? Do you want to completely recover and be restored to your original state? Do you want to be totally free from your illness, your impotence, your sickness, your disease, your condition? And that's what the Lord was saying to me. He was saying to me that I might convey to you, ask my people this question. Do you want to be completely whole? Are you tired of infirmity? Are you tired of being deprived? Are you tired of feeling what you've been feeling and you're ready to be restored? Ask my people, do they want to fully recover from whatever it is that binds or restrains or hinders their lives, their flesh, their mind, their spirituality? And then the man said, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. Now pay attention. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. When I read that, this is what came to mind. This man had been sick so long that everybody else had given up on him, because he said, I don't have anybody. Now, my first couple years, I had some people that were willing to help me. But right now, I don't have anybody to help get me into that pool so that I can get my miracle. What he was saying was, of course I want to be healed. Of course I want to be made whole. I just can't get help. And so the man that he could not find found him. The God that you can't find has found you. And you're here today. You might not know him, but he knows you, and he's come to you. And he said, rise. I don't think he said it fast either. I think Jesus said, rise. He obeyed. And when he got up, he said, take up your bed. Now start walking. You see, when you obey one word, that's all it takes to initiate, to invoke the power of God upon your life and your situation. And the scripture says, and immediately the man was made whole, and he took up his bed and he walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. I'm here to speak to you by the unction of the Holy Ghost. Get up, obey the word of the Lord, and pick up your excuse and carry it home, and don't ever bring it back again. The thing that's been carrying you will carry you no longer. You're going to carry it out of here. And when you get out, don't need that. I will give it to somebody who... I asked the Lord today. I asked him a second time. Y'all can stand up. It's fixing to happen. Brother Vieira, it's fixing to happen. I asked the Lord a second time. I said, Lord, I said, what are you going to do today? I asked him. I expect him to answer. Not because I'm a good boy, but because I'm an heir. I'm his kid. I'm led of the Spirit. And as being as are led of the Spirit, they're the sons of God. And when the Son speaks to the Father, hello, got any children? Do they know who they are? Do they know who you are, Daddy? So I said, Lord, what you going to do today? And this is what he said. He said, the Egyptians that they have seen, even till today, after today, they'll see them no more. What's been holding you hostage? It's over. What's been holding you captive? I'm telling you, it's over. The change that's been binding you, that situation that's been whipping you and making you weak and weary, it's over. I said, it's over. It's over. That's what the Lord told me. All the stuff that's been plaguing my people, after today, they'll see them no more. That's His will. Now you and I have got to come into agreement. And I said earlier, when God's power meets man's faith, there will be a miracle. There will be healing. You will be set free. Am I the Holy Ghost? Am I the Holy Ghost? I said, am I the Holy Ghost? Are you in the Holy Ghost? Lift your hands right now. It's going to happen. Oh, oh. Come on. Come on, lift your hands and praise the Lord. Just lift your hands and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Come on, the God of the breakthrough is in this house. Hallelujah, the God of the breakthrough is in this house. He is here right now. Right now. Come on, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Yay. Oh, the windows of heaven are open. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings of the kingdom of God are coming into your life. In Jesus' name. Let me speak this to you, and I'm going to give you a word of instruction. And when I give you a word of instruction, according to your faith and your obedience to the Word of God, you will receive exactly what the Word of God has already declared. Are you ready, Sister Rhonda? It's going to happen. The Lord reminded me of this scripture this morning, and this is it. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. He said, I'm grieved because my people are hurting, and they won't let me help them. Because they're hiding it. They're hiding it. They're afraid. They're paranoid. They're filled with distrust. And some of them are plagued with pride. And pride said, I don't need help. Pride said, I can live with this. Pride says, I'll just carry on the best I can. Pride said, I don't need to go to the doctor. A lot of us men, we're just full of pride. We won't go to the doctor until we almost fall over dead with a heart attack. Then we'll go to the doctor when the warning signs were there a long, long time. Pride will keep you from your miracle. Pride will keep you from receiving the will of God into your life. Financially, physically, mentally, it doesn't matter. God can do it all. God can do it all. I said God can do it all. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, I am black. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? I'm going to answer the question. Yes. Yes. Is there a balm in Gilead? Yes. Is there a physician here? Yes. What's his name? I said, what's his name? Can he do it? Will you let him do it? Clap your hands, everybody, and rejoice. There's about to be a demonstration of the Spirit of God and power. I declare there's about to be a demonstration of the Spirit of God and power. God is about to manifest his will to you in your eyes. Hallelujah. And why then is the health of my people not recovered? Why aren't they well? The problem is not that there's not a physician. The problem is it's not that there's a bomb. The problem is there's no application. If the bomb's there, the healing's there, the salve is there, and the physician is there, he's saying, then why isn't there any healing? And the Lord gave me the answer. Because there's no application. If you don't let the doctor in, you ain't going to be healed. You got to give him full consent. I give you my Crohn's disease. I'm tired of it. I give you my sin. I give you my shame. I give you my hurt. I give you my brokenness. I give you my sense of abandonment and rejection. I give it to you. Who needs a physician? The oppressed, the possessed, the depressed, and the obsessed. Who needs a physician? The hurt, the wounded, the discouraged, the brokenhearted, the bruised, and the bitter. Who needs a physician? Those that have disease, even degenerative diseases. God can regenerate you. Oh, I said God can regenerate you. God can bring life to cells in your body. Who needs a physician? Those that are physically ill, mentally ill, whether chronic, terminal, or acute. Who needs a physician? The damaged, the hopeless, the suicidal, the abused, and the neglected, and the abandoned. Now, this is your word of instruction. Turn in the Bible to the book of James. This is it. Now, we always call for the sick, but in the Bible, it's the opposite. The sick call for us. Every person that I have ever heard or seen that comes up and said, I'm sick, I'm broke, I'm injured, I've been in an automobile accident, pray for me, I need healing. God's healed them. Now, when we got to beg you to come up, most of the time, we don't see no healing. But when you get up off of your pew according to your faith and you meet us, the elders of the church, we pray the prayer of faith. And when faith meets faith, there is miracles. If faith keeps meeting doubt and fear and unbelief, nothing happens. Can Jesus do it? Yes. But there are certain places where he couldn't. Because he couldn't find faith. And if he don't find faith in you, he's going to move to the next person who has faith. And those that have faith, be it unto you. That's right. This is it. This is it. We're going to respond according to the verse of the Lord, the word of the Lord. In James chapter number 14, is any sick among you? Is there any sick among you? I'm not talking about the common cold. That might be a sickness or something, illness, whatever. I'm not talking about a headache. Are you sick? Are you sick because you're heartbroken? Are you sick because you got a disease? They said, oh, it's genetic. It's hereditary. Oh, it's this and this. Okay. Well, whose report are you going to believe? You're going to focus on how bad it is and how dark it is and how long it's been, or you're going to focus on the solution? And Jesus Christ is the solution to whatever it is that is ailing us. If there's any sick among you, the Bible says, let him call. If you're sick, you call. If you're sick, you call. Because that is the expression of your faith. If you don't call, that means you're not using your faith. And if you don't use your faith, he's not releasing his healing. Am I in the Bible? Let him call for the elders of the church. You know, I don't go to the doctor unless I know that they can help me. I don't go to the doctor thinking, well, maybe. No. I go to the doctor whenever I do go. And I know that at least I'm going to get a pill. I'm going to get some kind of relief. Hello? If I got a toothache and it's bad enough, I'm probably going to go to the dentist. And not hope that it's going to get better. But I'm going to say, pull it out. I can't afford another filling. Pull it out. God's going to pull some stuff out of you today if you'll give it to him. I'm telling you, when the doctor comes into your room and you're sick and you're laying in that hospital bed, he's going to ask you, well, what's wrong? Well, what's wrong? What kind of symptoms are you experiencing? And you're telling him, well, I got a pain in my side. I'm vomiting. I'm always weak. And he's going to be charting that stuff. He's like, okay. Looks like, let's do a little testing here. Looks like you might have an appendicitis. And they're going to take you in that operating room, open you up, do a little cutting, do a little sewing, and bring you back in the recovery room, and you're going to recover. And it's going to cost you. But all it's costing you now is your faith. That's it. All it's going to cost you is your faith. Call for the elders of the church. And this is our responsibility. And let them, the elders, pray over him. Get the oil, anointing. We're just going to obey the Bible. And I'm telling you, it's going to happen. We're going to anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. What a deal. What a deal. You're going to get healing and forgiveness today. I said you're going to get healing and forgiveness today. I'm done. The only thing I'm going to do next is I'm going to pray the prayer of faith. And these ministers are going to pray the prayer of faith. And God's power is going to meet your faith. And you're going to receive your miracle. Let's rejoice in the Lord. The truth of God has been spoken. Let's worship the Lord in a song. Hallelujah. Faith is here. The gift of faith is here. I said the gift of faith is here. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, ministry elders, we've got some anointing oil here. Get ready, ministry. We're going to pray the prayer of faith. Come on. I said we're going to pray the prayer of faith, and God is going to heal right now. Right now. God's mind is already made up. I've come to do it. I've come to heal them. I've come to fix them. I've come to make them whole. Come on, stretch forth your withered hand. Stretch forth your weakness. Give God your trouble. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, give him your depression. Give him your obsession. Give him what plagues your psyche. Give him what's plaguing your spirit. Go ahead and play. Hallelujah.
There's a healer in the house today.
spoken to you now. Be free from your addictions. Be free from your addictions. Be free from your addictions. In Jesus' name. Come on, reach out and get a hold of the Word of God.
Peace.